In my life, I have been on 5 mission trips, and many of them have been through an organization called YouthWorks. One of the many reasons I love YouthWorks is because after our day of working, all of the churches participating in the mission trip join together in what is called club time. It's a time used to worship, deepen our understanding of Christ, and also reflect on our work day. And during club time, we do an activity where we point out places in our day where we really saw God working, and we refer to these as Yay God moments. On my first few mission trips, I thought Yay Gods were great. They remind us that God is working constantly around us, when it may not be so obvious at home. But as I've been on more and more mission trips, I realized something. Some of these Yay God moments were being used to point out and recognize participants of the mission trip. As I began to hear more and more recognition of people, I started wanting that recognition too. I would find myself working with only one goal in mind, to get recognized. I would do the jobs that would be seen by the most people in hopes that at least one of them would recognize me at that evening's club time. My mindset was that it doesn't matter why I do things for others, but just that they get done. But as I've grown more in my faith every mission trip, I realized something wasn't right about this. Who was I going on a mission trip for, me or God? I also realized that these were called Yay God moments, not Yay You or Yay Me or Yay Us moments, right? Jesus had something to say about this in Matthew 6, verses 1 through 4, when it says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who has seen what is done in secret, will reward you." I found that this verse not only relates to mission trips, but also when I'm at home, too. I play soccer for Canton High School, and what I've noticed more during high school soccer is that I get a lot more nervous. I always want to play well because I go to school with my teammates, and if I make a big mistake in soccer, then there's a good chance when they see me that next day at school, they will remember it. Also, in high school soccer, there are always parents at the game watching us how we play. And often, when I have a good game, some of my teammates' parents will come up to me and tell me that I did a great job. I started to get overconfident with myself with receiving these compliments, and when I went on the field each time, I would have one motive in mind, to play for the crowd. They were the ones recognizing me, so in my mind, that seemed like the best thing to do. But as I started to do this, I found that often I was more concerned with making myself look good. I would try to do risky plays instead of passing the ball to someone who was wide open, in hopes that I would succeed and the crowd would go wild. But I realized that one person's desire to play for the crowd can prevent a whole team from winning. In a similar way, I realized that as God's people, we need to work together as a team to do God's work. One person demanding a reward or recognition for their work in the Christian faith can cause many non-believers to think that's how all Christians are, when really, our main goal is to show God's love and give recognition to Him. We need to be conscious that we are working for God and not for our own benefit. And when we do things to get recognition for ourselves instead of doing them for God, we can sometimes become so confident that we believe we don't need God's help anymore. In the case of soccer, I would find myself not praying anymore before games because I believed I could just be just as good, if not better, on my own. Or when I would score a goal, instead of thanking God, I would listen to the fans cheer and let their encouraging comments fill the spot in my brain that used to be used for remembering to thank God for every good thing that happens. When doing God's work on a mission trip or in high school, I sometimes find that myself being overconfident with my actions. For instance, on a mission trip, instead of opening my mind to God so He could work through me to help a homeless person, I might have so much confidence in myself that I could believe that simply giving a person food and water is enough, when maybe God is calling me to sit and talk to a homeless person that is lonely rather than hungry. When I get too confident, I simply look to get the job done, rather than opening myself to God's real purpose for giving me certain opportunities. We look to get recognition for ourselves instead of God, But often, when we do this, we can begin to lose sight of his power and his mercy he has on us. We can also lose sight of why we were put on this earth. Is it to live our lives how we want them? Is it to live our lives how we want them to be, or to live our lives in a way that fulfills God's purpose? In soccer, my coaches are the ones who decide if I play in the game, and they're the ones who taught me everything I know about soccer, so shouldn't they be getting recognition instead of me? They're the ones who have given me the knowledge and practice I need to be a good player, so why aren't they getting recognized? In a similar way, God equips us with all we need, not to go play soccer, of course, but to go out into the world and show his love. He gives us knowledge, encouragement, and countless opportunities, and without these things, we wouldn't be recognized for anything. God is the one who is behind all of our good actions, as said in Philippians 2, in verses 12 and 13, when it says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." In my head, I think of humans as being windows and God as being the light. God uses his windows to shine his light into dark houses and the people living in those houses. They could be depressed, lonely, homeless, scared, unloved, forgotten, or unwanted. God has unending light to shine on these people, but we, as followers of Christ, are called to be windows to provide a clear passage for this light. With saying that, it shouldn't be the windows that get recognition for shining the light, because it's not the windows that provide it. It's the sun, God. If we expect honor and glorification from the world, we prevent God's light from shining through us, and we kind of become vacuums for light. And it becomes harder to show God's light to other people who need it. But God is the one who calls us to be windows, and he is the one who trains us and practices with us to be the perfect, cleanest windows. And although we will never be the perfect windows, God continues to help us become better windows every day, just as a soccer coach helps us become better players every day. Going back to verse 13 of Philippians 2, it says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." God is the one who supplies us with all we need to be his people. And all we have to do is say yes. God is constantly working in us in order to shine his light, and all we have to do is open ourselves up to his guidance and teaching that he wants to provide for us. And recognition isn't always a bad thing. Often in soccer, roaring and cheering fans can encourage you immensely. It is a nice reminder that you are doing the right things. In our faith, it is beneficial, in my opinion, to surround yourself with encouraging friends or family. But it's also important that in your friendship, you keep each other in line. They can tell you when you're becoming too overconfident. They can help you bring you back to God when you unintentionally venture away. They can pray for you and help you get through the rough times in your life. It is just important to remember that when someone recognizes you, that you don't let it go to your head, but rather pass that recognition off to God. But this can be hard. For me, after realizing that sometimes I do things only for recognition, I knew I had to change what I was doing, but how? For me, I began to start thinking not what I was doing, but why I was doing it. In high school, God presents students with many opportunities to show his love. Whether it be as simple as picking up a pencil for someone who dropped it, or as serious as helping a classmate who suffers from depression. When we do kind things, God calls us to simply not do them, but to do them with the right attitude, which is for the benefit of the other person, not ourselves. Another way we can stop ourselves from doing good things just for recognition is to focus your mind at the beginning of each day. For me, this means listening to calming Christian music on my bus ride to school. For others, it could be reading a devotional, watching a Christian television show, reading the Bible, singing, or praying. Also, we can be motivated through God's promise to us. In verse 4 of Matthew 6, it says, "Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." And in the second part of verse 2, it says, "Do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full." We can use God's promise to us to motivate ourselves to work toward a reward that is beyond earthly extravagance. When we do things that point to him instead of ourselves, God grants us a feeling of importance by reminding us that we are part of the kingdom of God that is in the process of changing the world. God gives us the opportunity to show our love for Him and for others in a way that is in secret, so that you will get a smile from God rather than just a smile from a person. Another thing that motivates me to do things for God rather than people is God's unending love for us. If I rely on people, like the crowd for my soccer game, what will happen when I don't have a good game? They won't still be cheering, and if I'm not playing well for a couple games in a row, they could lose faith in me. But for us, that isn't a problem. God's forgiveness is unending. When we make mistakes, God not only forgives us, but continues to encourage us. He continues to give us opportunities to show His love, even though there has been a time when we haven't done what He's asked of us. So when we are given opportunities to show God's love, don't use them as a way to show the audience what you've got. Show God as gratitude for all He's done for us. Whether it is in high school, at work, on the soccer field, at church, at a grocery store, a mission trip, or wherever, God is always calling us and giving us opportunities to show His love. It is up to us to remind ourselves and ask for God's help in doing these things for the right reasons. This may be hard at first, but we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for giving us this beautiful day. I ask that in our lives we can remember how much you do for us and how your constant supply of encouragement can get us through our day. Help us remember that you call us to fulfill your purpose, not to bring recognition to ourselves, but to bring recognition to you. I ask that when we are given opportunities to show your mercy and love for the world, that we not use those opportunities to play for the crowd, but rather show them the amazing things that we can do when we are windows for your light. Please help us to remember that you are always supplying us with all we need to shine your light, and all we have to do is say yes. Thank you again for this day and all the blessings you bring in our life. Amen.